Gospel Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Gadadhar and Ram Giridhari Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Adi Khan 1.90 and 91. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. I cannot see you. Oh, I lost. I don't know why.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Bhakti Prabhuji. Thank you for joining. And please accept my humble obeisances. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. And thank you very much for your very valuable time and association this morning. And enlightening us on the topic. Hare Krishna, please take over the corner, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye. Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityanandam Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityanandam Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. So we will read from Chaitanya Bhagavat chapter 1 Adi Kanda sloka number 1991 and we will go all the way till 94. Adikande pradhanatah vidyara vilasam madhyakande chaitanyera kirtana prakasham seshakande sanyasi rupe neelachala neelachale stiti nityananda stane samarpya gauda kshiti. The Adikanda mainly describes the Lord's scholastic pastimes. In the Madhya Kanda, the Lord's Kirtana pastimes are described. The Antya Kanda contains the descriptions of Lord's residence in Jagannath Puri as a sannyasi and his entrusting the Bengal preaching to Nityananda Prabhu. Purport. Among the three khandas or sections of this book, the Adi Kanda describes the Lord's scholastic pastimes, the Madhya Kanda describes the Lord's Kirtana pastimes, and the Antya Kanda describes the Lord's residence in Jagannath Puri as a sannyasi. In his pastimes as a householder, Lord Gaura Sundara instructed the people of Bengal in the process of Kirtana. In his pastimes as a sannyasi, he remained in Jagannath Puri and nourished his devotees. When the Lord preached devotional service in Bengal, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, and other pure devotees assisted him in his preaching. When Sriman Mahaprabhu resided in Neelachala, he appointed Lord Nityananda as the principal preacher for Bengal. The Gaudiya devotees who resided in Neelachala were under the care of Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. And the devotees in Bengal constantly worshipped Lord Hari under the care of Nityananda Prabhu. Sriman Mahaprabhu was personally in charge of the preachers in Neelachala. And he appointed Nityananda Prabhu to take charge of the preachers in Bengal. Sri Nityananda Prabhu preached all over Bengal with his 12 prominent devotees. In Vrajamandala, Shri Rupa Sanatana Goswami were the commander-in-chiefs who accepted the responsibility for preaching in West.
Navadhipaya che Jagannatha Mishravara Vasudeva Prayateno Swadharma Tatpara.
Jagannath Mishra was always enthusiastic in following his religious principles while residing in Navadvipa. He was equal to Vasudev, the father of Lord Krishna.
Tanapatni Sachinama Mahapati Vrata Dvitiya Devaki Yena Seyi Jagannatha.
His most chaste wife, Sachidevi, was just like Devaki, the universal mother.
Anagarbe avatirna haila narayana Sri Krishna Chaitanya nama samsara bhushanam.
From the womb of mother Sachi appeared Narayana. His name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, is the ornament of this world. Purport. While narrating topics regarding the absolute truth, the author has addressed Lord Chaitanya's father and mother as Vasudeva and Devaki and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Narayana. Such statements are not incorrect when describing the absolute truth or his opulences. For if the sweet features of the Lord are discussed amongst ignorant people, they will achieve no benefit. While at home, Sriman Mahaprabhu had various names like Nimai and Vishwambara. After accepting sannyas, he was known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The Lord inspired the people of the world to chant the names of Krishna and thus fulfilled the purport of the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Amongst the social orders, the order of sannyas is the highest. That is why the sannyasa names are ornaments of the world.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Menam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaham Vishnu Padayam Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedantam Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandam Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. It's a pleasure to churn this nectar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. We are now beginning Vrindavan Das Thakura is beginning his narration about the Lord's pastimes. Up till verse number 88, he was trying to prepare our mood. He was trying to help us the glories of Gaurachandar and glories of Nityananda Prabhu and how they were Krishna Balaram and how their pastimes are very special and how their manifestation is very confidential and how Nityananda Prabhu is trying to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission. So he was trying to prepare ourselves. So now formally Vrindavan Das Thakura is beginning the narration by defining how this entire Chaitanya Bhagavata is classified. In your last class, you would have heard Vrindavan Das Thakura's confession, disclaimer, as well as his submission that whilst the Lord's pastimes and glories are unlimited, he said that I would like to only narrate those which I have heard from a bona fide source. So we are highly privileged to be in contact, be in association with those devotees, with those process which have come in a very bona fide, pure way. In this Kali Yuga, one danger that we are always facing is about the danger of being adulterated, as well as the danger of someone who is showing off. In the later part of Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavan Das Thakura, in the same Adikanda itself, in the very first canto or third canto somewhere, Vrindavan Das Thakura is giving a very strong statement of those who are bogus, false practitioners in the garb of a devotee. Similar manner, the way how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj used to accuse. So Vrindavan Das Thakura is a very sweet and wonderful devotee. At the same time and again, he has given us caution and warning so that we don't really fall prey to some propaganda and try to get misdirected. Bhaktivinoda Thakur traveled around only Bengal region, and he was shocked to see that there are close to 13 different classifications of apasampradayis in the garb of a devotee, having an ashram, having a completely personal agenda as their goal, sense gratification as their goal, and taking advantage of innocence and ignorance of people. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur very strongly stated about them being Kali Chelas, and how they are really someone we should be careful about. Right from Krishna all the way till Prabhupada, everyone has time and again warned us of trying to stay with bona fide process and bona fide devotees. So thanks to Vrindavan Das Thakur, thanks to Srila Prabhupada, thanks to all our senior devotees with whose help we are having access to bona fide and experienceable process. So today we just read few, shlokas to just which just explains that Mahaprabhu's incarnation is going to happen, and Vrindavan Das Thakura is going to explain in great detail. It is explained that a person who is fortunate will come in contact with a devotional process. A person who is fortunate in devotional process will come in contact with a practitioner who will help him to make progress in this devotional process. A person who is really blessed in that association, that he will be able to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because all those who are having devotional inclination does not get a bona fide association. All those who are having bona fide association does not understand Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all those who are understood theoretically and knowing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not even able to comprehend the power and position of Srimati Radharani. Very, very rare. And all those who could even comprehend Krishna and Srimati Radharani does not have a clue about who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yadadi siddhayet yatatam api siddhanam kaschit mam vedi tatvataha. So the shloka, if you can extrapolate and bring into this context of glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a Gupta avatar. He has hidden himself and revealed only to those who are very special, fortunate and very, very fortunate. So his Leela in Chaitanya Bhagavata, which originally named as Chaitanya Mangala, which Lochana Das Thakura eventually used the title. So this entire Chaitanya Bhagavata, dividing into three sections, where Mahaprabhu's childhood pastimes, Mahaprabhu's pastimes as a sannyasi in Bengal and traveling around, and Mahaprabhu's the final pastimes. And all these three have got their own rasa, mellow, and the types of devotees who served Mahaprabhu. The whole of Adikanda we will enjoy with greater detail of Mahaprabhu's childhood pastimes and scholastic pastimes. In fact, till Jagannath Mishra left this world and went back home, back to Godhead, because he just came for a purpose, who is described as, equivalent to Vasudev, Mahaprabhu, who is known as Baby Nimai, was really a naughty boy in the entire Navadvip Dham. After Mahaprabhu went to Gaya for his father's Shraddha, he returned as a transformed person. So the entire tenure till that point in time, all the devotees who loved, liked, appreciated Mahaprabhu were also equally afraid of Mahaprabhu. They were afraid of Nimai. Not just because of his naughtiness or rascaldom, where he keep, bothering, pulling each other's leg. They were equally afraid of his panditya. So Mahaprabhu, in his early days, he really did not reveal, but for one or two or three devotees, no one knew that he was Krishna himself. That he was here for a purpose. The Brahmana who visited Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata's house, he knew. To a larger extent, Advaitacharya knew. And one or two souls who had some knowledge about the Lord's appearance knew about it. Otherwise, everybody thought he's a scholarly boy, intelligent boy, and he is here with us for entertaining us, and we say them as like a child prodigy, very, very well-knowledged, very well-learned person. In fact, we will read later, when Nima used to come in one street, there are some people who used to avoid him because he used to be that naughty to call people for debates and discussions. So his scholastic pastime, how great scholar he was in grammar, in tarka, in shastras, in Vedas, in his memory. In fact, he used to teach his own juniors. And there are several details that Vrindavan Das Thakur is going to explain. So this Adikanda portion, by and large, takes care of Kaumara and up till the age of Mahaprabhu getting married, 15, 16, 17. And all these pastimes of the Lord, even though they are not directly revealing about Mahaprabhu being Krishna, the Supreme Lord, when we are retrospectively reading, we are able to appreciate them. Oh, my baby Nimai, he is the Supreme Lord. He exhibited certain scholarly nature. But those who played the role at that time, they did not either reveal or they didn't even were given the privilege to remember. Even though they were all Parshadas, they were all associates of the Supreme Lord, came down to participate in the Leela. They all played the role of being innocent and ignorant of Mahaprabhu's actual position. So my first reflection here is that in our journey to Krishna consciousness, especially as Gaudiya Vaishnava, that we might need to learn from an experienced devotee who will be able to present the truth more from a retrospective as well as progressive manner, without which we will not be able to appreciate the power of Vedic knowledge that is delivered to us. Had, you know, Vrindavan Das Thakur not been there, we would not be able to appreciate, we would not even know, had Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami not been there, as all our acharyas not been there, you would have no courage, audacity, as well as inclination to go back and study about how the Lord performed. Because even till now, in India or around the world, Chaitanya is recorded as a historical personality. Accepting him as Supreme Lord is only in a very, very small set of family of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, the importance that we need to give to learn from an experienced devotee, to learn from someone who has seen the truth, heard the truth from a bona fide source, is very, very valuable. And that value saves us several lifetimes actually. Otherwise, the privilege of coming in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's so many detailed confidential pastimes, we would not have that good fortune. I used to always tell this to our students that it is same even in the case of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If we extrapolate or just go back, had we been neighbors to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, had we been neighbors or friends or some family members or extended relatives or somebody known to Abhay Charan De or to Bimala Prasad, we would not have recognized appreciation. I would not have. And it would have been very, very difficult for us to appreciate and glorify them as self-realized souls. So the point here is for us to learn, recognize, appreciate and follow a self-realized soul, we need the help of a self-realized soul, and we need to put our trust and faith and surrender to such a person. So this contribution by Vrindavan Das Thakura, which in turn, with the help of all our Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are able to go back and appreciate. Otherwise, if somebody is not given the background of who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he's just reading the history
And he is going to go through the Adi Kanda, only the episodes, not the explanations. May only say that he might have been a, you know, child prodigy, maybe intelligent, famous, maybe to a larger extent, you know, popular in Navadvip Dham, but nothing close to Krishna, nothing close to relating, comprehending, with Supreme Lord. So from that perspective, I just want to, reiterate that in our process of learning, let's learn from experienced, self-realized devotees who presents the past for our future. And in that way, we save time and we also save being derailed or distracted to other non-bona fide process whilst there are people who are in the garb of a devotee and trying to distract for a personal agenda. I am saying this even though they are not pretty explicitly mentioned over here. I am saying this because Mahaprabhu's Leela is very confidential. Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission is very simple, but it is with essence. So unless and otherwise we know to strike the chord correctly, we might misunderstand, misidentify something wrong as real and real as wrong. So hence, the Manushyanam Sahasreshu verse can be extrapolated and applied in this context to say that we are very fortunate to know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna himself. As here Vrindavan Das Thakura is saying, that he is Sri Krishna Chaitanya and that name is an ornament of this world. This world being the world of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So my first reflection hence is about three points. Number one, it is rare to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God himself. Number two, it is important to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the lips of an experienced, self-realized devotee so that we know his childhood activities from the right context and appreciate him and never ever get carried away by the so-called modern world's proclaim. And number three, by we following in such a route, we will be able to be safeguarded from apasampradayis. Otherwise, there are several people who are in the garb of so-called Gaudiya Vaishnavas, have a Gaudiya Vaishnava attire, but absolutely have a wrong agenda. And we will definitely be saved by we just simply following the footsteps of such wonderful personalities. And the way this narration and classifications are, given, they are simply wonderful. The second reflection that I want to bring into this context is about the point of a small leela, which we will, share. In the purport of the Sloka 1991, very nicely it is explained how Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission is structured. So Mahaprabhu, whenever he performed his leela, he didn't perform any leela just in a manner, haphazard manner. Every part of his leela had a reasoning and he taught us some lessons. Again, these lessons are only, we are able to appreciate them because of the devotees who came after him and eventually revealed it to us in the right manner along with their realizations. So Mahaprabhu is one of the unique aspects of his preaching strategy is he really preached with an absolute strategy and a sustainable arrangement. He just did not do anything in a manner by which it is just emotionally done. May it be demonstration to Chand Kasi Samadhi. May it be Ratayatra, dancing of the Sankirtan party. May it be organizing preaching camps. May it be taking care of devotees who are coming for the yatra. May it be revealing the knowledge
to all the innocent, ignorant people, and may it be, it is to reject somebody who cannot be part of this process. Everywhere, he was very scientific and very organized. So this very purport, we see how Mahaprabhu's preaching mission in north, west, east, west, north, south, east, west region, how he kind of, you know, organized and did it. His Holiness Jayaprataka Maharaj was giving a class in Vrindavan Dham. I'm talking about in the year 2001 or 2002 or maybe earlier than that. He gave a first class, you know, class, especially on in Vrindavan Dham. He was speaking about the Chaitanya Leela to a bit. So he was narrating a very wonderful story, which I have shared once before, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll repeat it again. He was explaining at that time in Vrindavan Dham, there was a regional governing body meeting. So all the leaders in India, they had assembled in Vrindavan Dham for strategic planning and things like that. So Maharaj was explaining, please don't think that only we as ISKCON members are doing strategic planning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the first one to properly, organizedly, systematically, enthusiastically conducted this entire Sankirtan mission, and nothing was done without any quantitative and qualitative analysis. Then he narrated a story. The story is in connection with this particular purport in a bit. So there was a devotee by name Sridhama in Krishna's very close confidential associates. Krishna had 12 Dvatasha Gopal, 12 servants, as it is mentioned in the purport. Sri Nityananda Prabhu preached all over Bengal with his 12 prominent devotees. There is a book by name Gaura Gonadesha Deepika. In this, Kavi Karnapur has kind of listed several names of Krishna's associates, Krishna's Parshadas, and several other incarnations who have come to Mahaprabhu's Leela as different personalities. So Krishna had a friend by name Sridhama. Krishna, Balaram, Sridham, and several of the Gopalaks, they used to regularly meet and play on a daily basis. And generally, Bhandirvan is the place where they all gather and they used to have lunch together. Sridhama is a little emotional and very strongly attached devotee to Krishna. As we discussed in the last session when I took, we said Krishna has got different types of Sakha. Suhruda Sakha, Sadharana Sakha, Priya Sakha, Priya Narma Sakha. Suhruda Sakha is one who looks after Krishna's welfare, like Balaram, elderly Sakhas, who takes care of Krishna's well-being and, you know, his needs are taken care. Well, they keep an eye on him. Sadharana Sakhas are those who run around Krishna as a, you know, helpers to help Krishna, maybe massage Krishna's legs, maybe bring some things for Krishna. Priya Sakhas are those who are very, you know, attached to Krishna. So Sridhama was a Priya Sakha. Of course, Priya Narma Sakha is very, very attached, as well as they are confidential friends of Krishna, with whom Krishna also exchanges his confidential thoughts. So Sridhama is extremely attached to Krishna. So much so that sometimes he used to remember Krishna. Last week we spoke about the past time also, how Chitra Sakhi drew Krishna's picture for Sridhama to, you know, always have Krishna with him. So that day, when Akrura was coming, so Krishna knew that he is going to leave Vrindavan Dham. And because every day, Sridhama,
Balaram and all the cowherd boys, they used to meet and have lunch together. So that day, Krishna was leaving. So Sridharma asked Krishna, "Krishna, when are we going to meet?" So Krishna said that we will meet regularly, as always we will meet here. So, but Krishna knew that he was not going to come back. So eventually, after Krishna left Vrindavan Dham with Takrura, Sridharma constantly kept thinking about Krishna, weeping, not talking to anyone, completely became, you know, aloof from everyone, regularly go to Bhandirvan, move around on the places where they used to all play, regularly remember Krishna's pastimes, day in, day out. Sridharma was thinking like this, and he couldn't imagine his life without Krishna. So he didn't want to mingle with anyone. He kind of, you know, got lost in real Krishna consciousness. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu appeared, so at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Nitai on a very confidential note, because he was checking out with everyone being there. Out of the 12 Dwadashaka Gopals, 11 are there, one is missing. Said, "Where is Sridharma?" So I will just read the names of 12 servants and who are they in Chaitanya Leela. And one of them is Sridharma, about whom we will talk furthermore. But I'll just still narrate the names, because Nityananda Prabhu is using those servants. The 12 servants are 12 close friends of Krishna: Sridharma, Sudhama, Vasudhama, Subala, Mahabala, Subahu, Mahabahu, Stoka Krishna, Dhama, and Arjuna, not the one of Pandavas, Lavanga, and Kusuma Sava. So these 12 boys, they are considered as very closest associates or closest confidant or friend of Krishna. So what happened was, all the other 11 were there. I'll also read their names after finishing this pastime. So Nitai, as Balaram said, "I don't know, even after you left, or after we left Vrindavan Dham, I heard him missing." Because Balaram, who repeatedly came to Vrindavan Dham even after Krishna Balaram left Vrindavan, so when he came back again, he met all the other friends, but he couldn't meet Sridharma. So Nityananda Prabhu mentioned that, "I don't know. When we were in, you know, Dwapara Yuga, at that time also I couldn't locate him. So I don't know." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You go and find out. Go to Vrindavan Dham and find out." So Nityananda Prabhu, he came to Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu knew that they have a very standard places where they go and play. So he straight away went to Giriraj Govardhan. And of course, Nityananda Prabhu's Balaram himself, he searched in different places in Govardhan where all these boys used to play. So in one of the caves in Govardhan, he found Sridharma crying, weeping, thinking about Krishna's pastimes. So Nityananda Prabhu, he went there and said, "Hey Sridham, what are you doing here? Our Lala is calling you, searching for you. What are you doing here?" And Sridharma couldn't comprehend, because Yuga changed. That was in Dwapara Yuga. Now it's Kali Yuga. And it is explained that the height, size, shape, everything of people in the age changed. So Nityananda Prabhu didn't look like Balaram in that sense in the first go when Sridharma saw. He said, "Who are you? You know, how do you know my name? How do you know I was here?" So, and Nityananda Prabhu said, "Hey, I am Balaram. Do you know Lala has come? We all have come for a mission. We want you to be part of that." So Sridharma couldn't believe, "You are Balaram. You don't look like one."
So it is explained that Balaram can come around Giriraj, you know, in a very quick or shortest possible time. So Balaram did that and came in front of Sridhama. So you see, Sridhama started jumping, crying, weeping. Said, Krishna has come, our Lala has come, our Gopala has come. So please take me there right away. I want to see him. I've been missing him. I'm not able to live without him. Please take me there. So Nityananda said, wait. You cannot come like this. We are going to a different era. Things have changed. You may not have come out of this cave, but things have changed. So Nityananda Prabhu kept his hand on Sridhama's head and transformed him to as Abhiram Thakur. Abhiram Gopala Thakur. So Jayapataka Maharaj is mentioning this Abhiram Thakur, who is one of the 12 friends of Krishna, Dwadashi Gopal, played a very significant role in Mahaprabhu's preaching. Because here it is talking about how Mahaprabhu went ahead in allocating zones and managing people. So this Abhiram Thakur service to Mahaprabhu's preaching was, of course, along with Nityananda Prabhu, Abhiram Thakur came and they had definitely a confidential exchanges of how they love each other and how he missed Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a very wonderful service. The service was, Abhiram Thakur, in his room, he used to have a map of entire Navadvip Dham. Not just map along with all the census information. This village has how many people and how many of them are chanting, how many of them are not chanting. In that village, how many people are practicing Krishna consciousness, how many are neophytes, how many are serious practitioners. So he used to have the entire census info. And every day or quite regularly, he used to give a report to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to personally plan, okay, this village, 90% people are chanting Hare Krishna, so send around 100, 200 people to that village, which is performing poor, and let them, get more and more support. So Jayapataka Maharaj was very nicely, very jovially and nicely explaining that our Sankirtan mission is not some dead rubber where we sit in, some place, doesn't do any action and just do, some talking. No, we mean business. When we all GBCs come and meet, we all discuss about strategy, how the Sankirtan mission can be spread all over the universe. And look at how Mahaprabhu managed. Mahaprabhu also wanted to make sure this Sankirtan mission gets progressed systematically. And Mahaprabhu did not just say it systematically, he demonstrated it. So the 12 friends of Krishna who participated in Krishna, in Chaitanya Leela along with Nityananda Prabhu are Abhiram Thakur, who is an incarnation of Sridhama, Sundarananda Thakura, who is incarnation of Sudhama, Dhananjay Pandit is an incarnation of Vasudhama, Gauridas Pandit is incarnation of Subala, Kamalakara Pippalai is an incarnation of Mahabala, Uddharana Datta Thakura is an incarnation of Subahu, Mahesha Pandita is an incarnation of Mahabahu, Purushottam Das Thakur is an incarnation of Stoka Krishna, Nagara Purushottama is an incarnation of Dhamma, Parameshwari Das Thakur is an incarnation of Arjuna, Kala Krishna Das is an incarnation of Lavanga, and Kolavecha Sridhara is an incarnation of Kusuma Sabha. I am just reading from, what Kavi Karnapur has mentioned in Gaura Gonadeshi Deepika. I don't know some of their pastimes. I'm sure as we read Chaitanya Bhagavata through Chaitanya Mangala, through other pages, we will churn more. But I want to say that when Mahaprabhu came, Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yajnair Sankirtanai Prajir Yajantihi Sumedasaha Krishna Varnam Tuvishat Krishnam. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that Mahaprabhu is going to appear not just like that, not just like a barren king. He's going to appear Sango Pangastra Parshadam.
He's going to come with his associates. He's going to come with his confidants. He's going to come with all his devotees who are going to perform Sankirtana Yajna Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Those who are fortunate souls, they will take part in the Sankirtan mission and they will be considered as liberated. And they are already fortunate by just being part of it. So these are all wonderful devotees who participated. So Abhiram Das Thakur or Abhiram Thakur as Sridharma assisted in strategic planning. So the second reflection that I want to, you know, actually bring in here is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Leela, it is just not sentiment, it is just not emotion, it is filled with absolute science and strategy and completely application oriented. He never just spoke in the air and just you just see anywhere Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversations, whether it is philosophical insights, he wanted Sanatana Goswami to organically, systematically present it. Whether it is deity worship, he expected Gopalabhatta Goswami and Sanatana Goswami to organize it. With respect to Harinam Sankirtan, he wanted Haridas Thakur to very nicely classify, delineate the science of holy name. So Mahaprabhu knew what is coming up in the Kali Yuga ahead. And so he made sure he did everything in a very nice, organized manner. So Srila Prabhupada, thanks to him, all glories to him. He had made the entire process furthermore systematic and furthermore wonderful. There is a very interesting statement that I want to state and conclude my second reflection, where Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction, verse number 5. I will just read that portion, where he says that how the Sankirtan mission, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kindly, nicely, you know, delivering us. One second, I'll just, you know, pull out that portion. Okay, so this is from 5th shloka of Nectar of Instruction, where in some of the paragraphs, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 22.69, it is said, Yahara Komala Shraddha Sei Kanishta Jhana Krame Krame Teno Bhakta Haibe Uttama. One whose faith is soft and pliable is called a neophyte, but by gradually following the process, he will rise to the platform of a first class devotee. Everyone begins his devotional life from the neophyte stage, but if one properly finishes chanting the prescribed number of rounds of Harinama, he is elevated step by step to the highest platform, Uttamadhikari. The Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beats. Therefore, minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, 100,000 names, he is considered fallen, patita. According to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. But because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. So this part, I want to say to conclude, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a Patita Pavana, with the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, so long as we make systematic, step-by-step, and very consistent progress. And there are two other words Prabhupada writes here. One is, with all seriousness and without duplicity, then we are in. If there is no seriousness and full of duplicity, even Vrindavan Das Thakura, who is a very soft-spoken, wonderful devotee, is going to condemn us, saying that you will become such a Kali Chela, you will be creating such a nuisance. So better beware of such a person. So hence, I want to, you know, submit
my second reflection by saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought his all his associates. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread out all his, you know, preachers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized systematically certain things, not only in just preaching, but in also all the other areas that I mentioned, even to an extent to reject someone. We saw that Chota Haridas and other pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will see that more here. Mahaprabhu had a reason and a strategy. So hence, let's subscribe to this systematic learning process, which Srila Prabhupada encouraged us and also wanted us to deliver and win us and more souls to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. This is my second reflection. The third reflection is about a point that our author or the translator Prabhu in the purport is mentioning. He says, such statements are not incorrect when describing the absolute truth or his opulences, for if the sweet features of the Lord are discussed amongst ignorant people, they will achieve no benefit. So I want to, you know, just speak about that. What I understood or what I can, you know, reflect upon. We are ignorant. So are we not going to get benefit when we hear about such things? For this, Sanatana Goswami, in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita's introduction, Gopi Pranandana Prabhu is very nicely translated there. He gives a warning. Who can appreciate Brihad Bhagavatamrita? Or I can take that thread forward, and who can appreciate such confidential knowledge? By design, we are ignorant. Before studying, before coming in contact with Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we have not heard about it, known about it. With the help of Sanatana Goswami, we heard the conversation between Uttara and Parikshit Maharaj, then eventually Janamejaya, and so many other things got involved. And Sanatana Goswami explains that if somebody is not a serious practitioner, serious enough to take up Krishna consciousness as a mainstream, you know, lifestyle, they will not be able to appreciate, and this subject matter is not relevant to them. So here we are seeing a similar message that a person who is ignorant will not be able to achieve real benefit. It's like a monkey who is given a pearl necklace will think the pearl as an eatable and try to, you know, pull it apart, break it, and will not know the value of a pearl. So sometimes our ignorance alone might put us in trouble. So we cannot always say that I was not aware, I was ignorant, I didn't know this. So Prabhupada, hence, in two, 3 days before I read it, Prabhupada did not want us to be honest fools or, you know, busy intelligent. Both are dangerous. Because somebody is very honest and fool, he will never learn. He will always be, you know, or lazy fool for that matter. So if somebody is lazy fool, he is good for nothing. If busy intelligent is also good for nothing, because a busy intelligent not only spoil himself, a busy intelligent person can spoil others' life also. So hence Prabhupada says, we want to create lazy intelligent people. And what Prabhupada meant was, we want to utilize our time effectively, prudently, in Krishna consciousness activities and not waste our time on material sense gratification. So the classification that is mentioned here as ignorant are not just some innocent ignorant. Those who are completely oblivious of such a wonderful science and thinking this whole materialistic lifestyle is giving them all the happiness and, you know, charm in their life. So they will never be able to appreciate how Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata are non-different from Vasudeva and Devaki. In fact, the first person or one of the earlier person who recognized that was Advaita Acharya. When Devaki was in her 8th month, 9th month pregnancy, Advaita Acharya visited Mahaprabhu's house. At that time, Mahaprabhu was not born. So he came and circumambulated Mother Sachi. He is of almost fatherly age of Sachi Mata. So Jagannath Mishra didn't understand. You know, such an elderly person, senior person. So he is circumambulating and he is telling Jagannath Mishra, please ensure that Mother Sachi is very nicely taken care. Please apply some sandalwood paste to her tummy so that the baby inside remains cool. So few sincere souls knew Mahaprabhu as Krishna himself, and they also knew Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata are those two wonderful devotees with whose blessings several people got associations and advantage of Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the point here is that so long as we are claiming ourselves ignorant, it can never be an excuse. So long as we are not trying to endeavor to learn this process, as it is very, very nicely explained here, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went all over the place and wanted everyone to chant the holy name of the Lord. So if we are not able to latch on to this process and remain ignorant to this thing, I never knew, I never been told, I've never been, you know, exposed to this. So it's never an excuse. So hence, let's try to hunt and find out such ignorant people. Try to give them the science of Krishna consciousness. Help them up with the, you know, wonderful knowledge about this Krishna Katha and this service opportunities in this program, wherein they will be able to transform themselves from an ignorant to a intelligent class, to an extent that they will be able to win themselves and others to lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So Mahaprabhu's appearance is going to very soon be explained and glorified by Vrindavan Das Thakura. So I just want to end this discussion here with a very simple song of Mahaprabhu's glories called Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. The reason I want to sing this song is that the translation of the song is very relevant and appropriate to welcome and glorify Mahaprabhu's transcendental pastime. So I'll just read the translation first. The two lords, Nitai Gaura Chandra, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hari Hari without any motive. My dear brother, just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt. But Lochana Dasa regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification. Since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the Nemaraja, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra Savayavatara Savavatara Sarasiromani Kevala Ananda Khanda Bajo Bajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudrada Vishvasa Kori Vishaya Chadiyam Serase Majiyam Muke Bolo Hari Hari Deko Re Bhai Tribhuvane Nai Emono Doyale Data. Pashupaki jure, Pashana vidare, Sunijan hunagata. Samsare majia, Rohili poriya, Sepade nahi bavasha. Aparna karma, Gunjaye samana, Kahoe lochana dasa. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad. Nitai Gaura Haribo 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If you have any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much. Thank you so much for such a wonderful class. The point that stuck to me was how important it is to be lazy intelligent. I think that was very interesting. So thank you so much for that. And also the rarity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, the understanding of who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this world, because it's so rare and we are so blessed. So I think again and again we have to reevaluate our sadhana and think about the how fortunate we are, and try to remain grateful and continue. So thank you so much, Prabhu. It was very, very sweet. I the story of Abhiram Thakur is so sweet. And yeah, thank you for the very wonderful class and the beautiful singing at the end. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Always over.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances on Krishna Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharajas. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I really like the fact that you insisted upon that, without the mercy of such acharyas and the great personality, we wouldn't have been here and, appreciating this rare treasure. And Prabhu, can you elaborate on lazy intelligent, Prabhu, please?
So Prabhupada mentioned that the reason why someone is, busy intelligent is he wants to utilize all his time, resources, and endeavor to be, dovetailed, multiplied, so that he can become rich, famous, wealthy, and, remain a successful person, quote unquote. Srila Prabhupada says, in the process, they become really demons, did not understand, acknowledge the supremacy of the Lord. So they are so busy, always running around. So the people who are busy, intelligent, who thinks that that's the way the intelligence should be utilized, they don't acknowledge, value the human form of life and really work towards the real purpose of human form of life. Lazy intelligent is the one who does not waste his time. So if I can explain this, in a Varnashrama system, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, a person who is a Brahmana character, for him, the most valuable thing in his life is his time. A Kshatriya, for him, the most valuable thing that he values is his power and position. A Vaishya, the most valuable thing that he values is about the wealth that he acquired. And Shudra is the one who will always be valuing about his awards and accolades and how, he can amass power or try to control things and get some credits. So a real Brahmana is the one will go any extent to save his time for doing something useful. If you give a Brahmana some laborious work, saying that do this work and you'll get, whatever X dollar, Y dollar, whatever that is, he will always find a ways and means. Can I outsource this work, or if I have to do it, to a person and I pay some money and save some time? A Brahmana is generally a one who does not want to utilize his time just unnecessary laboriously. A Kshatriya, on the contrary, a real Kshatriya, I'm not saying anything is right or wrong, but the mindset and how Srila Prabhupada wanted all of us to fall in the category of Brahmana, Goswamis, and a Vaishnava who can utilize his skills. So a Kshatriya, he will spend as much time as he wants. He will spend as much money as he wants. He will be ready to work as much as he wants, but he does not want to give up his power. A Vaishya, he will slog, not sleep, do anything just for making money. A Shudra, he doesn't mind working hard. He wants to get a reward or some sort of a credit. So Kalau Shudra Sambhava is mentioned because we are so busy, thinking that we are intelligence, but our intelligence is working in our sense gratificatory zone. If intelligence is utilized for enhancing our sense gratification, that is not called intelligence, that is stupidity. So what Prabhupada said is, those who are lazy intelligence, they know where to put in the time, for what. For what yield, how much time needs to be spent, needs to be very prudently done. If somebody do a laborious work for, few $100 here and there, it is stupidity par excellence. Like a donkey for a piece of grass or, for a small piece of a vegetable or a food, he works for the washerman or his master. So Prabhupada says that mentality is never appreciated. Unfortunately, the capitalism, the consumerism, the communism, all those isms are directing towards lead your life, work in such a manner that you can do it and you can achieve it and you have your own power. They try to pump you up so high that they make you realize that actually that's not what we are supposed to be doing. It's a jail that we are in. So better finish your job and walk away. I used to always tell this. We are so busy. Sometimes we think that by running inside the running train, we will reach the destination faster. That much busy we are. If you ask the person, if you see a person running inside the running train, the train is already moving. Suppose if you see him running inside the train, if you call him, hey, why are you running? No, I will reach the destination faster. What will you call that person as? Stupid? Not just stupid, stupidity par excellence. Busy, intelligent are those people. And Prabhupada did not like them. And Prabhupada did not want them. And Prabhupada says, those are the ones who damage their lives and also damage others' life also. So hence, Prabhupada says, make sure you utilize your time prudently. His word of lazy is not in the context of be lazy in Krishna consciousness. Lazy being, he meant that don't waste time in unnecessary things. Just make sure that we are utilizing this human form of life because we are arrested in the jail, so that we can exit this path. This is not our place to be here. We are supposed to go back to spiritual level. Does it make sense?
Completely, Prabhuji, and it reminded me towards the end. Krishna also says in 269, like the materialistic people are awake in the spiritual things and the spiritual people are awake in the materialistic enjoyment. So something like that, the lazy I was relating to. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments, or reflections? Corrections.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, there are two raised hands. Parima Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for this wonderful class. And I got to know many, many wonderful points, especially this lazy intelligence, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you just mentioned, I have like a couple of queries. You just mentioned that Advaitacharya was the only one who knew, or he was one of the few people who knew that it is Mahaprabhu. But Prabhuji, Advaitacharya himself was Mahavishnu. So those who knew were also the Parshadas. Ordinary souls, we are not Parshadas, Prabhuji. So how do you explain that?
That is why we never knew, even, we meaning all the normal people never knew who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unless his identity was revealed. So there are three aspects to this. One is, many people still don't know even after being revealed. So there is something called as open secret. I'm not sure if you have heard about this. It's an open secret. How this could be secret which is open? Krishna says, Raja Guhyam.
It is a transcendental secret. It's a king of all secrets. I used to give this example. I'm not sure if you have ever experienced this. If you do some postgraduate studies, nowadays the universities gives open book examination. Yeah. Open book examination is nothing but open secret. If you have never read the book, opened the book, thinking that anyway it's an open book, let me see the question and answer it, you will never be able to answer.
Yes.
Because unless you know the context and correlation, where things are and how things are presented, you will never be able to correlate. So similarly, Mahaprabhu's incarnation had been open secret. So unless somebody revealed about his incarnation, nobody would have known. And second part is Mahaprabhu made sure he instructed those confidential people that please don't reveal my identity. In fact, there are several pastimes wherever people knew about his identity, he informed them. Like Mahaprabhu revealed himself to Ramanujacharya. Mahaprabhu revealed himself to, the Brahmana who visited his house. Mahaprabhu revealed himself to several other people. But to each and every one of them, he, said, don't reveal the identity. So it was Mahaprabhu's desire that we all, meaning the general populace, don't know him as Krishna and appreciate him as a Krishna Bhakta, because at least he establishes what is spoken in Bhagavad Gita, to be lived in. So that is why Mahaprabhu also wanted. And the third is that Mahaprabhu, being Krishna himself, is appreciated and established much, much later after Mahaprabhu's departure, so that this Sankirtan mission can be, taken forward and spread all over the universe, which is a legacy that Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu left. So it is our duty now to know, to find out, to get to the depth of it, to dissect and churn this pastime to an extent we remain indebted. And that's why right now it is our duty. We cannot say that nobody knew, so let me also not be knowing it. So now I should put my energy, efforts and intelligence in knowing about him, developing loving relationship with him, serving him and bringing more souls to his lotus feet. Does it make sense, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. And there's one more thing I just wanted to ask Prabhuji, if it's okay.
Sure,
I have so many friends from South and so many from Gujarat. It is very intriguing that none of them know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's so surprising that the whole Sankirtan movement spread only in the Bengal area and North, but not anywhere on the West like Rajasthan, Gujarat. So many South Indian, I have some friends who are in ISKCON and they know. But they say when we tell it to our in-laws, they are like, who's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So it's like, they ask me then why, it happened that way. And I mean, I have no answer. So what do you say to that, Prabhuji?
The answer is that Prabhupada says that we have a lot more project to be done. So this is your indication from Prabhupada to you, saying that buckle up, this is your project. Make sure that let more and more people be known. So please understand, Prabhupada set up a template and set up a very small family. ISKCON is from another perspective, ISKCON is a larger organization. But look at from 7.5 billion people, how many of them are, practicing Krishna consciousness? How many of who are practicing Krishna consciousness really know the details of, Krishna consciousness dynamics and the details of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's pastimes and things like that? So we can very much, highly be privileged and feel very, I'm saying this is your lifelong project. Just go and find out so many such people who don't know who Mahaprabhu is. If you dig further, they don't even know who Krishna is. If you further dig down, they don't know what spirituality is. So if we have enough, souls to whom we can go on Krishna Katha and give Krishna consciousness. Sometimes some of our devotees will come and say, Prabhuji, everybody knows ISKCON. Everybody has Bhagavad Gita. Everybody understands, Krishna. So hardly anyone knows. Just go out and give Krishna and try to transform. And you'll find out you yourself don't know. By the time you speak to everybody, you'll know, oh my God, I myself didn't know all these things so far. So we have a project for your entire life, Mataji. So try to subscribe to a lazy intelligent category and go after all of those people who didn't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Start teaching Krishna consciousness to them.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Wonderful answer, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Danvar. Thanks to you, Prabhuji.
Any other thoughts, comments? Yeah, there's one more.
Gaurangi Mataji.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. Thank you so much for this class. You know, it was so amazing that I just recently saw this quote about lazy intelligence and I was completely perplexed. So this was Krishna's mercy come through you today to explain this. But I just also, when you were explaining how the different varnas take shelter in different things, you know, and when it came to Shudras, it sounded like you were saying their shelter is in like getting recognition, is it? For
yes.
Ah.
Because you see, the only, what does donkey wants? A donkey only wants, you know, a little, you know, grass or carrot or whatever that is. And he is so indebted that I am going to get this reward, so let me run. Prabhupada writes this in Srimad Bhagavatam in the shloka, camel, dogs, you know, ass and hog. In that shloka, somewhere Prabhupada writes that we don't even know that we are in that category and we walk with, you know, all our head held high without even realizing how stupid we are. Because all we are running after is for that recognition. So today, the corporate world, I'm sorry to say if anybody is been part of it, so excuse me, I am also part of it in some capacity, is only, you know, making us work based on that. I will give some reward. And we think that they are our well-wisher and caretaker. You work, you know, dasanu dhas to them for some petty, you know, results from them. So we need to learn to take, of course, there are other sides to this, but all I'm saying is, most of the time, the Shudra mentality is, if I am taken care, if I am rewarded, you know, we start to think that we are blessed with something which otherwise we wouldn't be able to get. So that is Shudra mentality.
Yeah, my mentality is so Shudra that you know, it's taking time for me to actually grasp why that's so.
Hello, Shudra Sambhava. It says that Janmana Jayate Shudra. Samskara iti dvija, Vedapada iti vipra, Janma Brahma Janati Brahmana. So I, not you, we all, and that too Kalau Shudra Sambha, we all, with the exceptions and some of the devotees assembled here, I would at least count on me that for sure the mentality is Shudra. But then the one good thing of Shudra is this. Why Shudra is part of Varnashrama? If a Shudra know to latch on to the right boss, because what Shudra's, you know, principles are, I will latch on to a boss who rewards me and I will work with him. So if I utilize the Shudra mentality in the right way, latch on to the right boss to perform a right act, then I will also get an opportunity to cross over the ocean of nescience. So in that sense, we being Shudra may not necessarily be a disqualification. In fact, it is a qualification for Chaitanya, you know, to be recipient of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Mahaprabhu, when he wanted to give his mercy, the first category of people that he chose was Patita, the most fallen. So the greatest qualification we all have is that we all, at least, you know, who thinks that they are fallen, they can be the recipient of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. In that sense, we can be proud of being less intelligent.
Yeah. So, like I said, mentality is really bad. So I just need things really spelled out for me. So the ridiculousness of the Shudra mentality, the materialistic Shudra mentality, is that they're working for things that are temporary in nature, isn't it? That's the pettiness of it. How would you spell it out for me?
It is number one, it is short-sighted, and is number two, it is actually what you are working for. Not all of them you are going to enjoy. Most of that somebody else is going to enjoy. And number two, it is actually you know, time bound. Even in terms of, it is explained, I can satisfy and be happy for some time in my life, but not all the time in my life.
Well, Prabhu, so, I lost so many of your words because they broke up. Okay, you know, because the first thing you said was, you know, yes, it is temporary, but also somebody else is going to enjoy it. I'm working so much for somebody else's enjoyment. And then after that, you broke up.
So after that, what I said is that the real intelligent person is the one. Or if somebody, in a Shudra, if he can learn to recognize what Shudra's life is, he will know that he can never satisfy, remain happy for a longer period in time. His happiness and satisfaction quotient is only limited to a specific time bound, things. There is a statistics given by, some analysis given by Prahlad Maharaj, as well as one Alwar in South Indian, a song. He says 50% of our life is gone in sleep. If somebody accrues and do a arithmetic calculation of amount of hours somebody sleeps, 50% of our life is gone in sleep. 10% is gone in childhood days. 10% is gone in prajalpa. 10% is gone in being sick. These are all by default. Without somebody asking or not asking, these 80% is anyway gone. All we are arguing and debating is for the 20% that is left for us. So can we try to utilize it, prudently? That's the question.
Yeah. Okay, Babu. Thank you. I'm just curious about them.
I can check the connection settings in the Google Home app.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'm switching topic. Just one last thing. Stoka Krishna. I was just always curious, but do you know what stoka means?
No, I'm not a Sanskrit scholar. So maybe somebody else in the, in the group can answer.
Yeah, I just always thought it was such a curious name. And you said that Stoka Krishna in Gaur Leela is who?
It's Purushottam Das Thakur. He is the one who initiated Gopala Chapal. Gopala Chapal was one who insulted Srivas Thakur and eventually had developed leprosy. So, cut the long story short, he came back to Srivas Thakur to ask for forgiveness. Mahaprabhu said that I cannot forgive you unless Srivas Thakur forgives you. So, Srivas Thakur directed him. He forgave, but he directed him to Purushottam Das Thakur, who eventually inspired, encouraged, and initiated him as Devaki Nandan Das, and eventually consolidated a very nice, beautiful song. So there are many, many other details. As I said, out all the 12 wonderful Vaishnavas, some of them I know about their Leela, some of them I don't even know. So probably a lot more to learn in the future.
Okay.
So, Preeti Vilasini Mataji has said stoka means short.
Yeah, I guess he's short. Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so if there are no questions, any questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Very nice, beautiful class. A very nice class.
Komatiki Mataji, we cannot hear you. Yes, Mataji.
Thank you, Babuji. Very nice enlightening class. And very nice the song that I like that you sang very much. I usually, I go have a darshan of Nityagur. That's what the song I chant. When I see them, there's some. So anyway, it's a very beautiful song by Lochandas Thakur. And thank you very much for your association. And what can I say? The very nice answers to the questions as well. And I also like the Tridam pastime. And with so many pastimes, Abhiram Thakur, he also performed many. Time. Very, very wonderful, Prabhuji. So, by your mercy, I think nobody has any question. Can we end the call now? vanshakalpatarupyasya kripasindubhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavyo namo namah. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Shri Prabhupad ki jai. His grace, Ram Lidai Prabhu ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Hare Bol. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class.